American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Thousands of anti-Israel protesters marched outside the DNC yesterday. Several were arrested after rushing the security fence outside the United Center, while some managed to get through. President Biden said this about the protesters when he took the stage last night.
Those protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed.
President Biden blaming former President Trump for the Biden border crisis, while touting the border as a winning issue for him and Kamala Harris.
Trump continues to lie about the border. Here's what he won't tell you. Trump killed the strongest bipartisan border deal in the history of the United States. The result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office.
Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says that's a lie.
It was absolutely shameful, and it's a complete lie, and the American people know it. And watching night one of the DNC was like watching an alternative reality. There was no mention of the migrant crime epidemic that has been allowed to transpire because of Kamala Harris's job as border czar, her open border policy. There was no mention of the record high inflation crisis caused by the Harris-Biden administration's economic policies. It's almost like the Democrats want the American people to forget that Kamala Harris has been vice president over the past 4 years and is wholly responsible for the economic, immigration, and foreign policy crises that we face in this great country.
President Biden's speech was very late, past prime time. And Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren says that was deliberate.
Should we really be surprised? I mean, less than 100 days before an election, or about 100 days before an election, they cut him out of his candidacy. Are we really surprised that they would cut him out of primetime? I think this was deliberate, to be honest with you. I think that they were hoping that as few people as possible heard Joe Biden's speech last night. And I'll be honest, as I was waiting Joe Biden, I almost felt badly for him. I thought, boy, you know, I might not like this guy. I might not like his politics, but this is his swan song. Give him a chance to speak to his party, to the American people. But then when he finally did take the stage way past his bedtime, he proceeded to yell. He proceeded to once again tell lies about Donald Trump and Charlottesville. He couldn't help himself. He had to bring up January 6th. So all the sympathy and empathy I had for the man quickly dissipated when we saw the same old angry Brandon on that stage.
The Baptist Press published an article comparing the Democrat platform with past Southern Baptist resolutions passed at its conventions.
The article is one in a series going back several election cycles of comparisons between a political party's platform and the Southern Baptist positions. This one, comparing the 2024 Democrat platform and Southern Baptist resolutions, finds 7 points of agreement, 4 points of disagreement, and 6 points of partial agreement. Christian apologist Dr. Alex McFarland says there's just one plank voters need to consider when casting a vote.
Here is really the only question a voter needs to know. Do you support the constitutionally guaranteed legal protection for the unborn?
They don't. Baptist Press does find, however, that the SBC and Democrats agree on immigration, sexual abuse, and the opioid crisis, to name three. But wait, you say, Southern Baptists aren't for open borders and millions of dollars of free benefits to illegals. McFarland says many of the resolutions being used in the comparisons are decades old.
Circumstances change. The way we use terminologies change. Before the November election, the American people need to know, look, now, this moment, unequivocally, where do you stand?
The bottom line, according to McFarland, is that bait and switch is something of an art form with Democrats.
Certainly, the writer David Roach is very naive if he even believes there are policies and platform positions that are solidified and will be held once Kamala Harris is elected.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.